Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Don Button. Batting second. The second baseman, Pete Runnels. Batting third. The left fielder, Ted Williams. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Vic Wertz. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Jackie Jensen. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Frank Malzone. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Gary Geiger. Batting eighth. The catcher, Sammy White. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ted Wills. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Ted Wills. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Luis Aparicio. Batting second. The second baseman, Nelly Fox. Batting third. The third baseman, Bubba Phillips. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Sherm Lawler. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Del Ennis. Batting sixth. The catcher, John Romano. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Al Smith. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Jim Landis. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ray Moore. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Ray Moore. And now, play ball. Don Button is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Button hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Button. The throw from Romano and he is out, Aparicio applying the tag. One out. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels takes first base on ball four. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams strikes out. Two outs. Vic Wertz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wertz hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 2-0, Red Sox. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen takes first base on ball four. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Jensen. The throw from Romano and he is safe. Jensen steals second. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Runnels fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Sherm Lawler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. White settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the White Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geiger hits a fly ball into center field. Landis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White hits a fly ball into left field. Ennis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ted Wills is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wills hits a fly ball into center field. Landis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Del Ennis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ennis hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Runnell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Wirtz settles under it, and drops the ball. That's an error on Wirtz. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano strikes out. Two outs. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith takes first base on ball four. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis hits a fly ball into center field. Geiger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the White Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Don Button is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Button is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Button hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Lawler settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Runnels hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Smith. Runnels reaches second base with a double. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-1 in the game. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Runnels moves to third. Two outs. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Wirtz hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ray Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore strikes out. One out. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Aparicio hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-1 in the game. Fox takes first base on ball 4. Aparicio moves to second. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Phillips hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Aparicio scores. Fox moves to second. It's 2-1, Red Sox. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 0-for-1 in the game. Lawler hits a ball on the ground towards short. Button fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first. Double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the White Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Jensen hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Moore fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 0-for-1 in the game. Malzone hits a fly ball into left field. Ennis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geiger is 0-for-1 in the game. Geiger hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Landis. Geiger reaches second base with a double. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0-for-1 in the game. White hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Del Ennis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ennis is 0 for 1 in the game. Ennis hits a fly ball into center field. Geiger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 0 for 1 in the game. Romano hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Jensen. Romano reaches second base with a double. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Smith hits a fly ball into center field. Geiger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 0 for 1 in the game. Landis hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Romano scores. It's Red Sox, 2, White Sox, 2. Ray Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 0 for 1 in the game. Moore hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Wirtz settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the White Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ted Wills is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wills is 0 for 1 in the game. Wills hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Don Button is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Button is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Button strikes out. Two outs. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Runnels hits a fly ball into center field. Landis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Aparicio strikes out. White drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Aparicio out. One out. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Fox hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wills fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Phillips hits a ball on the ground towards short. Button picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Button. Phillips moves to second. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 0 for 2 in the game. Lawler hits a ball on the ground towards short. Button scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the White Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 2 in the game. Williams hits a fly ball into center field. Landis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Wirtz hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Jensen hits a fly ball into center field. Landis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 0 for 2 in the game. Malzone hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 4-2, Red Sox. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geiger is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Geiger hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Geiger. The throw from Romano and he is safe. Geiger steals second. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0-for-2 in the game. White hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Del Ennis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ennis is 0-for-2 in the game. Ennis hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wills fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Romano hits a fly ball into center field. Geiger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Smith takes first base on ball 4. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Landis strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the White Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ted Wills is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wills is 0-for-2 in the game. Wills strikes out. One out. Don Button is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Button is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Button hits a fly ball into left field. Ennis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Runnels hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Earl Batty pinch hits for Ray Moore. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty is called out on strikes. One out. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Aparicio strikes out. Two outs. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Fox hits a fly ball into right field. Jensen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the White Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Rudy Arias now pitching. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-3 in the game. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards first. Lawler scoops it up and throws to first, with Arias covering, for the out. One out. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Wirtz hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jim Busby pinch runs for Vic Wirtz. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Jensen hits a ball on the ground towards third. Phillips fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Jensen. The throw from Romano and he is safe. Jensen steals second. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Malzone is walked intentionally. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geiger is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Geiger strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Jim Busby now playing center field. Dick Gurnett now playing first base. Gary Geiger now playing left field. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 3-for-3 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Phillips hits a ball on the ground towards third. Malzone fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 0-for-3 in the game. Lawler takes first base on ball 4. Del Ennis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ennis is 0-for-3 in the game. Ennis hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Lawler moves to second. Jim Rivera pinch runs for Del Ennis. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Romano hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lawler moves to third. Rivera moves to second. Johnny Callison pinch runs for John Romano. Mike Forkneely's now pitching. Harry Simpson pinch hits for Al Smith. Harry Simpson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simpson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Runnels fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the White Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jim Rivera now playing right field. Johnny Callison now playing left field. Norm Cash now playing first base. Schirmlaller now catching. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0-for-3 in the game. White hits a ball on the ground towards third. Phillips fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Mike Forkneely's is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Forkneely's hits a fly ball into left field. Callison settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Don Button is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Button is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Button hits a fly ball into right field. Rivera settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Landis hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Runnels scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Earl Torgerson pinch hits for Rudy Arias. Earl Torgerson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torgerson takes first base on ball 4. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards second. Runnels scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 4, and Chicago White Sox, 2. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.